Many communities have a library, so it's not unusual that this town in Vermont has a public library. What is unique is the fact it shares the library with another town in another country. That fact makes this a place that people drive to see. The story is next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the early 1900s, one resident living here along Vermont's border with Quebec, Canada, had a desire to do something for her community.
Martha Stewart, who had a home across the street, very wealthy lady, in her 70s, decided she wanted to do something for the two communities. Up to this point, she had a library in her home that she shared with friends.
Catherine Converse says Martha Stewart Haskell set aside money to build a library and theater, all in one building here. And this building, which opened in the early 1900s, was built literally on the border between the U.S. and Canada.
But at that time, the international border was not a closed border, which it is now. So at the time, it was just family. Your mom lived on one side of the street, and you built a house on the other side of the street, and you were in two countries, but nobody cared, nobody knew the difference, and it was not an issue.
But over time, especially after September 11th, 2001, border security became a bigger issue.
We were grandfathered so that our Canadian clientele could park on the Canadian side, take the sidewalk into the library, and go back the same way.
There are no entrances on the Canadian side of the building. Meanwhile, U.S. citizens enter through a door in Vermont, but once inside, can wind up in a different country while inside the walls.
Once they cross these little tape lines that we put in there, they're in Canada. But they cannot go outside and cross onto the Canadian side without going through customs and immigration.
It's a unique arrangement that serves citizens in both countries and brings visitors to see the unique setup. I'll have the rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Derby Line, Vermont. I'm Andrew McCrae.